Oh, goody. I have two people to pick on once again.
You always had two people to pick on.
No, I try not to do Titanic Wang. He actually plays some good games.
Because you're intimidated by his wang.
Fuck no.
Oh, yeah.
What you gonna play now, Bobby? I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 43. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rockin' Guy.
The show is never gonna get done, man.
How many times have we tried this already?
We've been trying this for the past 3.5 hours, man.
Introduce yourself. Let's go.
Hey, guys. Hard Rockin' Guy here, recording for the... I already lost count. I'm tired. Just go.
All right. And also with us, Titanic Wang.
And just to let everyone know, I was sober when this episode started.
Yeah.
I am now on beer 5. And I was planning on doing this show sober, unlike last week's episode where
you
I was
totally blitzed.
Yes. That's, I mean, that's a PSA for drinking right there. Just drink beer. Don't drink vodka cranberries.
All right. Of course.
All right. And, you know, a lot
Wait. You asked for this. You know you did, right?
I asked for what?
You asked for this.
What are you talking about?
You asked for this. You asked...
For what's about to happen?
Yes, exactly. For what's about to happen. Just go.
Okay. For everybody that's been sending me PlayStation messages, this is your answer. With us today, making his triumph return, Mr. Young Twist, Mr. Donnie, Mr. That DTN, yes, he's back.
What up, though, everybody? I know y'all been missing me out here. Donnie D, the OG, still collect them trophies on the way to another plat. What you think about that? Oh, let's get the show rolling. I know y'all been missing me. I've been missing y'all a whole heap. Let's go.
You know you asked for this, dude.
Dude, I haven't been the one asking for this.
This is completely your fault.
Donnie, I'm going to tell you, on average, every single day, I get about 4 or 5 messages on the PlayStation Network going, where the fuck is Donnie? When's he coming back? What the fuck's going on? And all I reply is, I don't know.
Man, only thing I could tell you is, I told you so.
No. The only thing I can tell you is that Donnie could quit paying all those people to send all the messages.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Because what a coincidence. What a coincidence that these messages just happen to be coming at the time that he starts his new job. Oh, yeah. The money starts rolling in so he can pay it.
But no, I have a lot of loved ones that really like to hear me and like my opinions. And y'all just stripped them away from that, man. It's a lot of people that didn't get enough sleep because of that, man.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, we just had a news story where PSN accounts, you know, skyrocketed all of a sudden.
All right. Oh, this is going to be...
Now, Donnie, the burning question that everybody's going to want to know, how is your mom and grandma?
They are great. Besides the, I can't say that because I would get a whooping, but they're great. They've been great.
Okay. Now, before we actually officially start the show, Donnie, you are making your triumph return, and it's actually kind of unique that you're doing it today.
What's that?
Mr. Hard Rock and Donnie, do you have any idea what September 15th, which is the day we're recording, why this day is significant to the three of us?
Yes, I know why. Do you know why, Donnie? I'm going to take that as a yes that you do know. It is actually the 1 year anniversary when we first started Trophy Horse.
When we recorded our first episode, it wasn't released until 3 weeks later.
Yes.
But we did record our first show 1 year ago today.
Technically, tomorrow is the anniversary for me because I wasn't there on the first show. Oh, I came on the second
show.
That
is very true.
That is actually very true. Okay, it's a 1 year anniversary that the Trophy Horse show was started.
Yes.
Let's just say it that way.
So tomorrow, we do a special show for me.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that by yourself, brother. Don't worry about it.
After this many times of trying to do this show. All right, let's move on to updated trophy count. I am level 19 with 3,171 trophies and 24 platinums. Hard Rock, what are you looking at?
I am the same, level 19, 3,407 trophies, I guess. I don't know if I've gained or earned or anything. 24 plats. That's what I'm doing.
All right. And Mr. Wang?
Still sitting at level 15, trophy count 2013, and still at 8 platinums.
All right. And Inquiring Minds want to know, Donnie, how busy have you been?
Very busy. But before I say that, Hard Rocking guy, you let Tricky catch up to you in plats, man.
Dude, I have not been playing PS3 games. Dude, I don't care about trophies anymore.
No, it's not I understand you don't care about trophies. I'm a trophy whore, but I like the game too. But Tricky though, man, you let Tricky catch you.
Dude, I have been playing nothing but like Team Fortress 2 this entire summer and Steam games. I've still been playing games on the PC. I you know what? The games that I actually listed last week, which is Resistance 3 and Dead Island, were actually the first PS3 games that I played in like months upon months. So, you know, I don't, you know, but then also at the same time, it's easy for Tricky when he goes out and plays Elmo CNC and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm. All right. I will do my ammo.
Donnie's coming back and he's starting shit already.
Trophy count, Donnie, go.
Yeah, level 18 trophy count, which I don't think this is right. I think I have more, but 2,859 and 37 plats. I added like 2 or 3 more since my dismissal.
Your dismissal?
No, since I've been gone.
All right, let's move on to what we're playing. Let's start with you, Hard Rock. What have you been playing?
I've actually been playing more Resistance 3. I beat the campaign. I already beat the game.
Already?
I've already beat Resistance 3. So I'm just going back playing the co-op, which is not what I thought it was going to be. But I've been playing the co-op, been playing some multiplayer on that. Other than that, I've been playing more Dead Island. I've been playing more Team Fortress 2 on Steam. I've been playing some Left 4 Dead. And I picked up the God of War Origins HD Collection. So I already have those games on my PSP, but they're so good that I'm going to go back and play them again.
All right. And Mr. Wang. Oh, I'm sorry. Dude, I cut you off.
I wasn't even finished, man.
I'm sorry.
God.
You would think how many times we've done this, I would have known that already, right?
I know, right? It's all right. You can probably just get the audio from like one of the past recordings and just patch it in there.
Yeah, probably.
That, and I've been playing some iPhone games, which is Plants vs. Zombies, which I have to agree with Titanic Wang. It just plays that game plays so much better, like on a with a touchscreen. I mean, there's no comparison.
It does.
It plays a whole lot better that way. Dad and I've been playing some Zombie Gunship. So,
okay.
Now I'm done.
Okay, Mr. Wang, what have you been playing?
Okay, majority of my week's been doing Plants vs. Zombies, kind of competing with Tricky, trying to get 100% on that before he does. You already lost,
so just so you know.
Oh, yeah?
I just haven't synced my trophies yet.
You didn't sync them before the show, really?
No, I didn't.
You want your e-penis to be as big as it can be on each podcast, you'd tell me you didn't sync them.
No, my original plan was I was going to sync it while we were recording so I can get your, like, on-the-minute reaction, but I don't feel like turning my PlayStation back on.
Oh. All right, we'll see. Anyway, all right, Left 4 Dead, 3/4 away through the campaign on there I've been working on. Actually, I just got to thinking. I bought Fusion Frenzy 1 for the original Xbox, which is an awesome game, just an awesome party game. Fusion Frenzy 2 I bought for the 360, and that is nowhere near as good as the second one. And Viva Pinata I played, which I heard great things about, and that is actually a very fun game. And I played a little bit of Ace Casino HD on my iPad this week.
All right, and Donnie.
I've been playing some God of War Origins. I just beat it today. Where Chains of Olympus, very, very, very short, but still a good story. I also been playing, yes, and I love it to like no other game, is Dead Island. I know it's a big of a shocker, me and first person shooters, but Dead Island is off the chain. I love it like. I love it a lot.
It's good, right? It's so good, dude.
He's speechless.
Speechless. I did not expect to love it that much just by being a first person. I would give it a perfect 10, but it's first person.
Well, what's wrong with it being first person?
First person.
What's wrong with that?
He doesn't like first person shooters.
I don't like first person shooters.
Yeah.
He's been gone a month and a half. You don't know that?
You guys haven't run into any glitches in that game?
I've run into some very dumb zombies.
Yeah, I've watched some crazy glitches on YouTube where it actually like stops your progress in the game.
Yeah, there's actually a game breaking glitch in the game right now where if it corrupts your save file, then you're pretty much boned. You got to start it all over again.
If you type in Dead Island Invisible Doors, you will find multiple videos where people were like in a room or something and they open a door. The door opens, but the door is actually there like an invisible door, so you cannot leave the room.
Yep.
And this is it seems to be a very common glitch because I watched this in a bunch of different places in the game. And yeah, that makes me pretty much glad I haven't picked it up because that kind of shit fires me up real quick and the game gets sold.
No, there's actually a patch that's been released for it or something like that, but I think we'll talk about that later on in the show. So.
Okay.
All right. Donnie, that's all you've been playing?
Have I been playing something else? Plants vs. Zombies too, but I kind of put it on hold since God of War came out.
All right. And also, I've been playing the God of War Origins collection. I, too, also have beaten Chains of Olympus, and now I'm playing Ghost of Sparta, which I never played before, and I'm actually enjoying it a lot. I've been playing a little bit of Little Big Planet and Little Big Planet 2. I did finish a prototype of the level and published it, so if everybody can go and check it out, give me any insight, because it is a work in progress, but please go check that out. What else have I been playing? I tried Deus Ex, really couldn't get into it because the first person shooter aspect, I couldn't play the game. I've also been playing Plants vs. Zombies, like I said. That's pretty much it for me this week.
Wow, I am happy to say my first day back for the first time. And he's been playing Bit Boy games.
Yeah, trust me, brother. You haven't missed much.
Although, I don't remember who told me, but they said a new Madagascar game came out, and you could basically get the platinum in one playthrough.
Oh, that was me.
Oh.
Of course. Yeah.
So
I knew that was information he would like to have. So.
You're contributing to the problem, man. He's like a junkie.
Well, I'm deterring him from Plants vs. Zombies, I know damn well he isn't as far as that game as I am, because I already got my Zen Garden damn near full. I got my freaking Wisdom Tree at like 70-some feet tall. So
I finished the campaign.
Oh, you are so far behind.
And I got the one trophy that I know that you don't have.
Oh, what, the freaking two-player bowling thing?
Nope.
Oh, because I got to do that yet.
Gets a 40 level 40.
Oh, survive 40 levels?
Yep.
No, I've been working on the ones that take time.
That does take time, trust me.
Not anyway. As much time as that fucking tree.
all right, let's move on. Our first topic of the day As of September 15th, which is actually today as we're recording, when you signed into the PlayStation Network, you have to sign a new terms and agreement, or you're not allowed to sign onto the PlayStation. Titanic, I know you know this best, so I'm going to let you explain it.
All right. The big thing about this new usage agreement is if you decide that, PSN goes down or, any variety of problems, if you decide you're going to sue Sony, Sony pretty much goes, you know what, you're going to sue us, you do not get to use PSN. We were talking to Sin Seeker for the podcast, and he put it perfectly. You don't sue McDonald's for making you fat, and then during the trial, go and order a Big Mac or, whatever, off the dollar menu up there. So, yeah, this totally makes sense. You know, if you're going to sue us, don't sit there and use our free service while you do it.
Basically, in a nutshell, what it says is that if you have a problem, you have to go to Sony directly. You are not allowed to sue them. That's the new agreement. You don't even get a choice in whether or not you get the PlayStation Network. If you're signing on this agreement and you have anything, you are agreeing never to sue Sony for this, which I think is complete bullshit, because what happens if you do go to Sony and Sony doesn't solve the problem?
You're SOL, dude.
So that's my issue with this. But like Titanic and Sin Seeker said, if I am going to sue them, kick me off the PSN, because obviously I should be using your product if I'm there bitching about it and suing about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, yeah. You just heard, if everybody heard, that was just Titanic taking a sip of his beer.
Take another sip, dude. Take another sip.
All right, here we go. The foam's the best part.
All right.
Aww.
Now, for all our listeners, you probably know that TGS happened last week, and some news has come out, and we're going to try to go through this real quick because, well, we've done this already 14 times. All right.
I lost count already.
Sony has announced the Vita's release date. Only problem? This is only for the Japan. Japan gamers will get the Vita on December 17th of this year. No word on a North American or European release date yet. Gentlemen, are you even considering importing it, or are you just going to wait until it hits the States?
No one's importing it.
Nobody's. Well, we didn't do this with Donnie last night. Donnie, are you going to import it?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Also with the announcement, the Vita's battery life was detailed. If you're going to be using your Vita for gaming, you can expect anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. Watching video will deplete your Vita's battery in 5 hours. And listening to music will have your battery last for 9 hours, but only if you're listening to it in standby mode. If your Vita's battery depletes all the way down to zero, it will take you a total of 2 hours and 40 minutes to charge it back up to 100%. Gentlemen, battery life, does it sway your opinion of the Vita so far?
Seems consistent with the other handhelds.
Hard Rock.
No, it's pretty much the same. I mean, it's going to have to run like that, and you're only going to get so much battery life, considering all the stuff that it's going to be able to do. So.
And Donnie.
Yeah, it's great to me. Yeah, it's great.
All right.
I should tell the truth. I might actually run it the way that I run my laptop, which is why I don't plug in my, the battery into the laptop. Because why? It just, the charge on it doesn't stay on that long. So I might just keep it plugged into the wall or something like that. I mean, I know it's supposed to be a portable system, supposed to be able to take it anywhere. But, for 3 to 5 hours, I mean, how much you're going to be able to get, so.
All right. Also announced was the 3G version is going to be a slightly heavier than its Wi-Fi-only counterpart. 3G version is also going to have a SIM card slot that's not going to be included in the Wi-Fi version. And the Vita's camera is capable of 120 frames per second at 320 by 240 resolution and 60 frames per second at 640 by 480 resolution. File types the Vita can handle, very quick for all you geeks out there. Music, it's going to be able to handle MP3s, MPEGs 1.5, MP4s, WAVs, videos, MPEG-4s, AACs, pictures, JPEGs, TIFFs, BMPs, GIFs, and PNGs. I hope you guys understand what the hell that means, because I have not a clue, and I couldn't explain it to you.
Same here. Nope.
Are you guys down with OPP?
You know me. You know me. All right, next thing we have, they also answered some 3G questions. Now, again, this is for Japan and Tokyo, so this is really not like news for our listeners, but this is just to give you an idea of what's been planned.
Oh, there could be some, you know, Japanese listeners, so yeah.
That's true. I'm sorry for alienating you, one person. Okay. In Japan, if you're going to get the 3G version, it's going to cost you for 20 hours, 980 yen, and 100 hours is going to cost you 4,980 yen, which is respectively about either $10 to $50. There's no word on whether or not AT&T, who is going to be the U.S. 3G provider, would support a similar price structure. It just right now, that's just an idea of what you can look forward to. Gentlemen, any questions or comments about what I've just said?
5,000 yen?
Hey? That's crazy.
All right.
That's insane, man. 5,000?
All right. Next thing we have in pretty much obvious news, it's official. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is coming to the Vita.
Super Ultimate Turbo Hyper Fighting
God Edition.
God Edition, you know.
Yes, Super Ultimate Marvel Capcom Turbo 2
Special HD.
Edition. HD.
Remix. it's going to be something like that. You mean Capcom is rehashing a game? Really?
Okay, some news that you probably don't know. It's going to be at 60 frames per second. It's going to support touchscreen controls if you want them, and it's going to have global online play.
I knew that.
All right. Well, that was for the people that didn't know that. Now let's move on to the news that we actually care about as gamers. Okay, next topic we have. For our RPG fans out there, a game has recently been announced coming to the PS3 and the Vita. It's being remade in HD, and of course, I am talking about Final Fantasy X.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the Final Fantasy game everyone's been wanting remade. I mean, it's the one that stands out amongst the series. I mean, look at the cast you got. I mean, you got Yuna, you got, you know, Waka, who throws a ball at people. I mean, it's the remake everyone's been wanting. This is the one that stands out from the entire Final Fantasy series. I mean, could anyone even, you know, think of a better Final Fantasy game than Final Fantasy X?
11.
No.
Wait, 12, 12, 12, 12. Definitely.
12. No, 12, 12 was actually pretty good.
No, actually, Final Fantasy X-2 is better than 10.
Yes.
You would say that.
The hot spring scene?
Oh, yes. And finding all the dress spheres?
Oh, yeah.
You remember giving what's her name a back rub
in the game? Donnie? No. What?
No, I was just gonna say I kind of like Final Fantasy 10.5 too.
No, but of course I am joking. It's to me, it's crazy that this is the one they remake. I'm assuming it's the one that was easiest to make into an HD. Then of course Final Fantasy 7.
Well, wasn't 10 the first PS2? Version of Final Fantasy?
Yes.
That's the first PS2 Final Fantasy.
That's probably why they went to 10 and not to the obvious choice of everybody at one time?
7.
2.
7. 2's good.
Why the hell aren't they making Final Fantasy 7 remade in HD?
Because it's a PS1 classic. They haven't remade any PS1 classics as HD remakes.
Are you guys on the boat thinking that we might not see this until like the PlayStation 4?
What, Final Fantasy 10 redone?
No, 7.
I'm pretty sure they have the technology to do this.
Dude, if Square would stop making all these little side games, all these little POS games that they keep making, all these other games that they just slapped the Final Fantasy name on You know, if they just got all these people and just said, look, we're going to stick you on a huge warehouse. You're going to remake Final Fantasy VII for this generation. And that's it. They can get it done. I'm more than sure that they can get it done. If Final Fantasy 13-2 is already 90% complete right now as of this recording, you know, probably like what, like less than a year or a year ago from the original, from the, you know, from the first part, I'm more than sure that they can do it.
Yeah, see, the excuse I saw, I'd say, must have been about a year ago. I'd watched an interview with one of them, Square Enix, and they said the problem with the Final Fantasy VII Remake is the audio. They claimed the audio was not good, and it would not be possible to get all the voice actors back to re-record.
What voice actors? They didn't have voice actors in the first. I mean, I know they had voice actors in what was the name of it? Crisis Core and the CGI movie.
Final Fantasy, I think that didn't have audio.
Final Fantasy VII
during the high def, really?
No,
oh, my goodness, it didn't have any voices. Wow, am I remembering that wrong? No, but they did. They said something about the freaking audio in the game.
Yeah, I don't know. They're blowing smoke up people's asses and stuff like that. Wow. I mean, I honestly believe that if they really wanted to make this game, they could do it. Why? I don't know, because, you know, if they were to go and say, hey, guess what? We've made a Final Fantasy VII complete overhaul, you know, this generation remake that looks exactly like the CGI movie, but we're releasing it on the Atari Jaguar. You know how many copies of the Atari Jaguar system they would sell?
Yeah.
Just to play that game?
I got like a sidebar question. It's like, which one is worse in math? Square Enix or Capcom?
let me think.
Well, Capcom's worse at math because they don't know how to go above 2 or 3.
Yep.
Square is bad at coming out with new IPs because now they're on Final Fantasy 14.
Well, isn't this bad too when you count things twice? Like you making a part 2 to a 10. How you make part 2.
Okay, well, as a Final Fantasy fan of a long time, which, God, it's got to be at least 20 years, Final Fantasy X-2 was the first time they ever made a legit sequel to a Final Fantasy game.
Sequel game.
Yes.
But my question is, why is it not Final Fantasy 11 then, instead of Final Fantasy 10-2. Well,
see, what happened was, is they released Final Fantasy 11 was an MMO game. And there was a lot of outcry because they came out with 11, but it wasn't a genuine, you know, single-player RPG-style game that Square Enix, or at that time, was it Squaresoft at that time? It doesn't matter. At that time, it wasn't what they were known for in the Final Fantasy series. So they made 10-2 to shut up everybody that was bitching.
I don't get 10-2 was supposed to shut people up.
Well, that
I would actually prefer Final Fantasy 10 to the real sequel. I would actually prefer them say that title.
Titanic, let me respond to that. I think that was what their intention was. I don't think that's what they succeeded in doing.
Okay, I want to correct myself on what I said. I just watched the interview again, and they wanted to use the voice actors from Final Fantasy Advent Children to do the remake. That's what they wanted.
That would be the best thing.
Yep.
Okay.
That was okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't sound like an idiot.
All right. And Donnie, now with Final Fantasy 13, that's the second time in history they're actually coming out with a direct sequel. And they're coming out with Final Fantasy 13-2.
Still, it's not a sequel. It's not a sequel.
Well, you have to understand. I mean, I know you're not a big RPG fan. So I'm going to explain it to you, and I'm going to explain it to any other listeners that don't play Final Fantasy games. The intrigue behind Final Fantasy games was, yes, it was Final Fantasy 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 14 now. But they were never the same storyline. It always changed up. There was only one reoccurring character well, actually, one reoccurring name in every game, and that was Sid. And Sid was a different character in every game. One game he was an engineer, the next game he was a mage, the next game he was somebody's father. It always changed up.
Ooh, somebody's been reading Wikipedia.
Wow, yeah, I was going to say, that's some knowledge there.
I'm an old-school Final Fantasy fan.
Right, sure.
I've been playing Final Fantasy since the NES.
Sure.
But that's, you know, just so you know, Donnie, that's what's going on. That's why this is, you know.
Don't care.
Yeah. All right, next thing.
Yeah, there you go, he just summed it up there.
The next thing we have, being announced in Japan, the Final Fantasy. Now you got me fucked up. The Metal Gear Solid HD collection is coming to the Vita in Japan. But they are only getting Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3, not Peace Walker. Does that surprise you, gentlemen?
Kinda.
Why is that?
Because why wouldn't they give them Peace Walker?
Well, the Metal Gear HD collection in Japan is getting Metal Gear Solid 1 redone in HD.
Well, you know what?
We're not getting that.
You know what? Actually, honestly, I got even though I'm like the biggest Metal Gear fan, I got a slight problem with the Metal Gear collection.
I got a slight problem with that comment you just made, but go ahead.
It's nothing too serious. It's just that the other two PSP Metal Gear games were actually sequels to the Peace Walker. I mean, not sequels. Peace Walker is a sequel to those. What is it? Portable Ops and Portable Ops 2?
No, Peace Walker was the sequel to Snake Eater.
What? No.
Yes. No, there was a Portable Ops game.
Yes, but Peace Walker... Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker was the, in timeline story-wise, what would have came out after Snake Eater.
No.
Yes, it comes out after Snake Eater, but after Portable Ops also.
No, I thought Portable Ops is the sequel to Snake Eater.
Yes, it goes Snake Eater, Portable Ops, and then...
the other one before...
And then Peace Walker.
I thought Portable Ops was the card game one.
No, that's Acid.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry for the confusion.
See, you don't even know what you're talking about. No, go ahead, Donnie.
Well, I didn't play Portal Ops.
So that's my thing. I want to play Portal. I would like for them to give us the PSP versions and then make just 1, 2, and 3 in another collection, or just bring them all in a collection together.
Well, I think their intention was to get Peace Walker on the PS3.
Well, it's cool and all. Like, I'm going to get it anyway, but... I'm most likely going to be hesitant to play Peace Walker because I want to go in order, or kind of. You know, the whole game has been like mismatched anyway, but now that it's already out there, I would like to play the Portable Ops before I move on to Peace Walker. Kind of like how I did with Alice, you know, when it came out when they gave us McGee's.
American, you know, McGee's first, Alice. Yeah.
When they gave us that, I didn't play. I just now made it to Alice.
Madness Returns.
Yeah, I just now made it there because I wanted to play the first one first, and I don't want to jump ahead of myself, even though I know pretty much everything about Metal Gear anyway.
Yeah, we already proved you don't. Do you want me to pass that audio in? Because I got it.
Hey, we can do it again. I just slipped up. You just caught me slipping.
You know what?
It happens. It happens too.
You know what? Here, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to announce it right now on episode 43. On episode 50, I am going to quiz all three of you on Metal Gear Solid knowledge.
Oh, not another one of these stupid quizzes where you have your own specific answers that you want us to answer.
Yeah. Well, how about we quiz you?
You can quiz me.
Okay.
How about this? Oh, wait, we'll do it right now.
Final Fantasy VIII, how'd you acquire new abilities?
I didn't play Final Fantasy VIII.
I'm a Final Fantasy fan from NES, blah, 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 blah.
I am, but I never played 8.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah, just like I said, I played all the Metal Gears, but it's been years.
All right,
and the answer to your question is that you have to draw the abilities from the enemies.
Thank you, Hard Rock. Wow.
And of Final Fantasy. You can shut the fuck up now.
All right. So this is what we'll do. For episode 50, we'll all come up with questions for each other.
You know what you should do is, I like your Metal Gear idea, but let's do that after the HD collections come out.
No, that's cheating.
No, because you can play the games and get the answers.
No, because Tricky's going to go and ask a question like, what exactly was Solid Snake's rank in the military before he joined Foxhound?
That's something you should know if you're a fan.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, man. What is his rank then?
What was his rank? Say the question again. No, because I want to make sure I heard the question correctly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut all this out. But repeat it so I have a chance to enter it into Google.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
You know what? That's a valid point, but I'm not even touching my computer right now. What was the question?
Let's just move on.
All right. So, sum it up. You guys are not surprised that Peace Walker is not going, or you are surprised?
I'm actually surprised because, usually, they throw the Japanese so many extra bonuses and everything else. I don't know why they wouldn't put it on there.
Wait, how are they even able to get one when we can't get one?
They're getting it as a download, and they're not getting it on the disc.
Oh, okay. So it's not coming with trophies.
That wasn't announced.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Is the Metal Gear Collection coming with trophies anyway?
Yes.
Yes. The Metal Gear Collection is, because those are remakes of Sons of Liberty and Snake Eater.
They're not the. Let me clarify. The next thing Hideo Kojima announced, that another HD collection coming out, is Zone of the Enders HD collection. Now, I'm never played either any Zone of the Enders games, so I'm going to defer it to you gentlemen.
Do you want to battle as Big Mech? Not a Big Mech.
Never got into this series at all.
Yeah, you know what? I tried playing a couple of these games. I don't know. It just, it's those things where you're a huge giant robot fighting against other huge giant robots. And I was just like, I don't know. It's just very like, I guess Gundam, if you want to call it, or something like that. But it's just, I don't know. It'll probably be interesting, and I'll probably pick it up just so I can try them.
All right. It's been announced for both the PS3 and the Vita. All right. The last piece of TGS news we have was the PlayStation 3's Remote Play was demoed at the Vita TGS presser. I didn't actually see this, so I'm going to, again, defer to one of you guys. Hopefully, maybe one of you guys have seen this.
Okay, supposedly they went and played Killzone 3 from the PlayStation 3 onto the PS Vita, and it ran smooth. Perfect. There was no problem, no frame rate issues, no problem whatsoever. So it seems like the Vita is going to be able to stream your PS3 games.
But what about L3 and R3?
Well, that's a good question. What they're doing for those buttons is, you know how you have the touchscreen on the back of the Vita? The upper half corners is going to be the L2 and R2 buttons, and the bottom left corner and the bottom right corner are going to be your L3 and R3 buttons.
Too much.
That's going to take some training.
Yeah, too much.
You think so?
Okay, I'm not a first-person shooter fan. But
no, really?
Oh, Lord. So you're not autistic then.
Can we get through this, please? Okay, I'm not a first-person shooter fan, but I think, as Titanic said, that it's going to take a little training, is because you're used to pressing the L3 and the R3 buttons with your thumbs. Now you're going to have to hit it with your finger on the back of the pad. I can understand that taking some training. Where the L2 and the R2 is probably not going to be that big of an issue because you're going to be using the same fingers. Where the L3 and the R3, you're using a totally different finger for the buttons.
That's what she said.
How come they won't put it in the front on a touch screen for that?
Because it's Sony, man. Sometimes it don't make sense.
I'm just saying, just to make it like seem somewhat resembling to the actual controller instead of putting it on the back. Like, dude.
Actually, Donnie, that's a very good point. I don't even have an answer for that.
What do you mean about putting the buttons on the front touchscreen?
Put the L3 and the R3 on the bottom corners on the front touchscreen.
Oh, well, that's actually pretty dumb because, all right, let's look at Call of Duty, okay? to run on Call of Duty, you have to press the left analog stick in and forward. How are you going to press that left stick in and touch the screen at the same time?
Why not set up so when you hit L3, you run?
No. Why don't they just set them in the sticks?
How about they just set it to, what do you call that? Flick. Flick it, and then he just run it and flick it again and stop running.
Oh, my goodness. No.
That's what it says.
The back screen makes more sense because at least you could touch the bottom with, like, your fourth finger and then move forward, you know, with the joystick. Because trying to touch the front of the screen and then push your left stick forward as well, that's going to be pretty awkward. That takes all your fingers off the back of the unit itself.
Well, hold on. Don't they have two analog sticks now?
No, it does have two, but none of them click.
Why?
That is a very good question. I don't understand why they didn't make them clickable.
All right. Let's move on before Donnie gets more confused. I did say that was our last TGS topic, but we do actually have one more. During the TGS keynote speech, they announced that there are 26 confirmed launch titles for the Vita and more than 100 others in development. But the main highlight that was announced was Resistance Burning Skies, which is an all-new Resistance game developed from the ground up just for the Vita. Hard Rock, I know you're a Resistance fan. Does this intrigue you at all, or do you think this is just going to be a giant failure?
No, I think it's going to be good. I mean, I played the Resistance game on the PSP, and I thought it was great. So, you know, I'm always, you know, I'll try it out when it comes out. I mean, it's a new Resistance game.
All right. One of the things they said that's going to be useful in the game is you're going to be able to touch the screen to mark a chimera and then lob a hand grenade over to finish the job, or you could just use the shoulder buttons to shoot. And they said Burning Skies will be out this December with the launch of the Vita.
I don't know. Have they thought about what they're doing with this touchscreen and back touch stuff with taking away from the buttons? Like moving your hand all the way over there just to mark something, then come all the way back to the buttons just to confirm it. Or whatever.
About that? Maybe you just tap it and automatically lobs a grenade. I don't know, but dude. We'll have to see. We'll have to get a report from Hard Rock when he buys the game, because you know he's going to buy like 5 copies of it.
Mm. Yep. Buy the hard copy, the digital copy, and the 3D copy.
and the paperback.
Exactly. The hardcover and the paperback and the tradable edition. So the special edition, the regular edition.
All right. For all you non-believers out there that really want 3D to go away, well, I have bad news for you. Sony still believes in 3D is the future for the PS3.
It is.
God.
Mother Sony would not stray from us. She will teach us what is good, yes?
I really don't know what else to say about this. I mean, I'm on the fence. I haven't really seen 3D in action yet, so I can't say yay or nay. I know Titanic, you said 3D is an issue for you because you wear glasses.
Wait.
Well, no, it's got to be deep enough. That's the biggest thing.
That's what she said. Yeah, I still think at this point that it's still a little bit too expensive for people to have it, like for everybody to have it in their home. I still think that some of this equipment, you know, the glasses and, you know, some of the TVs, they still need to come down in price because, you know, as it was at first, you know, a lot of people didn't think that Blu-ray was that important, you know, and some people still don't think that Blu-ray is that important. But, you know, when it first came out, it was very expensive, so a lot of people didn't adopt it. Now that the PS3 is dropping in price and most Blu-ray players, you're able to go out there and buy them for like about $100 now, you know, more and more people are starting to adopt it. More and more people are starting to pick it up. It could be the same thing with you know, with the 3D fad, because, you know, maybe some of this equipment is still too expensive you know, people don't want to go and invest a lot of money for something that they still don't know if it's going to be around for that long. I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I'll try it. I mean, I like 3D stuff. Even though I wear glasses, I still go to see 3D movies. I still go try to check out certain things in 3D. Yeah, some people complain that it gives them headaches and that they can't take it that often. And that's what she said.
It was going to happen. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I said that like, I don't know how many episodes ago. I was like, watch it start giving people tumors in the brain.
Yeah, it was last episode. But anyway, yeah, you know, there still could be some people that are on the fence about it because of that, because they don't know if this fad's going to stick around, and they don't want to go out there and spend, you know, $500,000 on this equipment and then find out like, oh, yeah, you know what? We're not actually going to keep going with 3D. So, but I'm glad that Sony's still sticking with it.
Just off topic real quick. Other than the PS3 and, you know, other Blu-ray 3D players, is there really anything on TV that's really been doing 3D? I know advertised there's been some sporting events saying this sporting event will be in 3D, but for the most part, TV programs aren't even in 3D. So other than getting a 3D Blu-ray player or a PlayStation 3, there's really no reason to have 3D right now, right?
Right, but they putting, you say a sport? What?
Yeah, there was a football game done in 3D.
Wow, what you going to see in 3D, man?
See, that's the deal. You don't know what it is until you've seen it. At our state fair this year, they had a big booth of 3D TVs, and they had football. It was college football running in 3D, and it's something you can't even explain. That it does. There is something about it that just, it's really intriguing.
Well, are they using like 3D cameras? Because a lot of this stuff that they're saying is 3D, you're getting ripped off. You're paying this extra bread for.
Yeah, I am all with you with that. Like, I'm going to use, for example, me and my wife went and saw the last Harry Potter movie. Was not filmed in 3D, but they added 3D to it. Complete fucking garbage. It looked like crap. Yeah, I couldn't believe I had to pay all that extra money. And then I look at Thor. I went to go see Thor in 3D, which was actually filmed in 3D. And that looked great. So, yeah, it's one of them things if they're going to tack the 3D on later or if they're actually going to film it in 3D.
Exactly. That's stupid. And maybe you can be watching Fox 2 and Channel 50 News in 3D. Like, what the heck is in 3D on the news? It's 3D. Get rid of it. Exit. Make it a thing.
Yeah, but you know, Sony is at least trying to push this stuff. I mean, they're trying, you know, to get it. But like I said, it could be that maybe the stuff is just too expensive right now.
Well, sooner or later, this is going to be, you know, it's going to become just, you know, default. Less like when these flat panel TVs came out, 1080p was, you know, the top of the line. It was the highest priced TV you get. And it's getting to the point now where a 1080p TV, it's almost standard now. It's something that's going to just be the standard. 3D is just going to be incorporated into a TV. And I think that's when we're going to see these TV channels. Well, this is the standard now. Kind of like high def. All these channels are going to high def now because that's pretty much the standard now.
Well, that's different. High def is way different from some 3D scale. 3D, and like I said, it's nothing. You spending all this money on 3D equipment, and like Tricky said, is nothing in 3D. Not even the movie that you go to at the theater is not in 3D. Only thing you get in 3D is the previews, and I hope you're happy with the previews.
Donnie, you got to remember too, you know, time travel back to 2005 when these TVs, these flat panel TVs, the one that I have sitting in my bedroom, was $2,500, and no one broadcasted in high def format. So everything you watched either was stretched out or in a 4x3 format. That was 5 years ago.
I have no idea.
You got to remember, there was a time where high def wasn't even a standard, and now it is pretty much a standard. Everyone broadcasts in it.
Thanks all to the PlayStation.
You can't say that on PlayStation. Because the PlayStation would not have been able to do HD unless the technology was already out there.
That was you're right. The PlayStation 3 set, you know, was different from the 360 when they launched. Because the the PlayStation 3 was $600, but at the time, that was the system that could do 1080p.
And that was also the cheapest. And that was also the cheapest Blu-ray player on the market.
Exactly.
Thanks for PlayStation 4 Blu-ray instead of HD. Thanks.
Well, yeah, you got to remember that's the thing. 3D, it's going to become a standard. You sat there over 4 or 5 years' time. HD became a standard. 3D will come standard as well. It just takes time.
All right, gentlemen, I don't want to cut you off, but we do need to move on. We have quite a few more topics to talk about. All right, the next topic we have is Codemasters will be shutting down their Body Count developer. And Hard Rock, you're going to tell us why?
Yeah, the Codemasters company is actually shutting down the Body Count developers, like Tricky already said, because they want to go back to focusing on more on racing games. Why, I don't know. Body Count, actually, to tell you the truth, wasn't really that well received. I think it got, like 6 out of 10s or something like that. It wasn't really that good.
Anybody? 6 out of 10 is not that good?
I don't think a 6 out of 10 is that good.
I mean, it's not terrific, but
is it really that by your bad? Standards, it might be great, but you know, but by normal people, you know, 6 out of 10 is kind of like disappointing. So,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, I see people that complain like, "Oh my gosh, I only got an 8 out of 10. I'm not gonna buy that game." I'm like, really? It's like, so, but yeah, they're gonna focus more on going back to, you know, just racing games like that, because, you know, Codemasters are the ones that develop the grid games and they develop some other racing games. So,
all right. Anybody else want to talk about this or should we just move on?
I'm about to say move on.
All right. For you fighting game fans out there who own a PlayStation, I got good news for you. The Dead or Alive series will be making its return back to the PS3.
Bouncing titty!
Dead or Alive 5 has been announced with no official release date, but the game is coming back because it was an Xbox exclusive for the last two games. Also, the game that I really wanted on the PlayStation, which was Dead or Alive Volleyball.
Bouncing titty!
That game is actually ported on the PSP. So.
Was it?
It was called Dead or Alive Paradise.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much the same thing like that. So
it will be making its return to the PS3. Gentlemen, are you happy about this? Or, as Donnie says, you're just looking forward to the bouncing titties?
Titty! I'm happy, yes. I never really get into it. Like, I did Tekken, but I did play 2. What is it, Hardcore or something? Dead or Alive Hardcore.
Yeah, 2? that's the last one I played too.
That's the last one for the PS2.
Yep. Yeah, and that's my first time actually getting into the franchise, and I was like, wow, this is awesome, sweet. And I was kind of mad when they didn't make any more. So, well, for the PlayStation, I was kind of mad. So, I'm happy it's coming here because I'm most likely I'll pick it up. Well, Gamefly.
Yeah, it's been 6 years since a Dead or Alive game has even come out. The last one being released back in 2005, which was around the launch of the 360. All right, Titanic, you interested? Not interested?
No, I didn't much care for the fighting series.
All right, the game will be making has an expected release date of sometime in 2012, but no official date. Like I said, has been announced. All right, gentlemen, our last topic, which is going to apply to you three gentlemen because I don't play this game. Dead Island patch has been released on the Xbox 360 with patches for the PS3 and PC versions coming soon. Before I start, I'm going to ask Hard Rock, because I know you play in Dead Island. What issues has been Dead Island been having that a patch would make news like this?
Well, actually, go to Titanic because they actually talked about it earlier in the episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Titanic.
Yeah, the guy who doesn't even own the game, but I did. I've been drawn to this game, and I actually talked to a few people. I went on assignment last week. If you guys heard it on the last podcast, I went and saw Doug Benson in Sioux Falls and got him to do a little shout out for us. I actually went to a GameStop in Sioux Falls, and they were sold out of Dead Island for both systems. So, of course, I got home from my trip just really jonesing. I was like, really? So I started watching, and the highest amount of videos I saw were glitches in the game. And the most the highest glitch I saw was people opening doors, and then they'd go through the door, and there'd be an invisible door there. So they'd literally just be stuck in a room and couldn't go anywhere. And, yeah, that was the hugest glitch I saw, where they said it was game-breaking. If you didn't have a save from another point, you were pretty much screwed. You were going to have to start all over. So yeah, hopefully, I don't know the details on this patch. There was also another strange one where chicks in bikinis tended to have a bulge in the bottom of their bikinis. I watched many videos on that. Not because I wanted to. Okay, maybe I wanted to. But
I did some extensive research on the bulge in the bikini. Trust me.
This was all for the website.
Absolutely.
That chick gets bigger than my wang. But it's this is the first time I heard this. I also have the game, and I haven't experienced any problem whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. You guys just been... I mean, of course, the people who have the glitch are going to be the ones that post it. You know, it's not going to be all the people that have it running smoothly posting it. So,
yeah. I had it since day one, and I've been playing it up until yesterday almost all the time. I haven't got anywhere into it because I've been basically just adventuring, because I love to adventure in a game, just go off to side task and all that stuff. But I haven't experienced not one problem other than constant dying.
I've actually experienced not any glitches whatsoever, but just like, well, yeah, I mean, some glitches. I mean, there's been times where I've knocked a zombie down, and you know, you're kind of curb stomping him for a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, he kind of just like slides 6 feet away. Me and my friend kind of like freaked out. We're like, what the hell?
That's so, that new zombie day that you encountered.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
You know, I've encountered little glitches, nothing game breaking, you know, knock on wood so far. But, yeah, I'm really hoping that really doesn't happen to me, because I don't want to be, I don't want to go and invest all this time into the game and then have it be like, oh, guess what? Now you get to start all over again. So.
All right.
Do you keep multiple saves?
I do, actually, sometimes.
Wait a minute. Okay. How? I thought it says automatic.
No. Well, I copy it to a USB drive.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Wait. Mine said copy protected.
Yeah, yours does.
Oh, that's some bull crap, man. Because I've been wanting to do that, too, because, yeah, that's whack.
You know, if you were a PlayStation Plus member, you could upload to the cloud.
You know what? I thought about that, then I said, nah. Huh.
All right. The patch is going to include improvements to matchmaking, AI, quest and escort fixes, visual glitches, and a ton more. And that's an actual quote. All right, gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of this episode. One quick thing before we move into shoutouts. I was just Googling. Infamous 2 DLC Festival of Blood is scheduled to release on October 25th for anybody that's looking forward to that.
We'll talk about it more next week.
Yeah, I just saw that. All right, gentlemen, let's move on to shout-outs. We're actually doing good this episode. I shouldn't have said that because we probably just jinxed ourselves. But, Donnie, go on with your shout-outs.
I think you probably should go to me last.
All right, let's go to Titanic Wang first.
You should go to me second.
All right, we're going to Hard Rock.
I think you should go to me first.
I'm going to you. Let's go.
I want to give a shout-out to myself. First and foremost, because I think Hard Rocking Guy is awesome. Want to give a shout out to Young Twist. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Cool, no problem.
And I want to give a shout out to Kratos and Sony for releasing the God of War Origins collection. At least, you know, even though they're rehashed games, we still get some more adventures for Kratos. So, and Yeah, I think that's about it. Unless I remember something, and I'll interrupt Tricky right now in a second.
Well, you're actually going to have to interrupt Titanic, so it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
You wanted to go second.
Yep, second. Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to Doug Benson, of course. I can't believe Hard Rock didn't, for taking the time to give us a little intro for Trophy Horse last week.
That's hopefully. Right. Shout-out to all the potheads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so follow him on Twitter. He was pretty awesome about it. I was surprised that he sat down and did that for us. Oh, I got to give a shout-out to my wife, Dr. G. Peds. Check out her article on ProvenGamer.com, What's in a PSN ID? And I got to give a shout-out to Nemesis67 for her Extra Life donation. And a shout-out to Buckwheat. And he gave me a very nice donation, which I have to add yet. So, and that's all I got.
Shout out to Lesbian Cheerleaders, awesome.
Oh, yes. Glee premieres next week, so everyone who loves Lesbian Cheerleaders, make sure to tune in.
All right, and Donnie.
Okay, well, technically I'm not last because you go after me, but I'll go. I want to give a shout out to all my fans who love me enough to send harassing messages to Tricky and Hard Rock.
No, hold on. I have to interrupt you. Not to Hard Rock.
No.
Just to Tricky.
Oh. Just to Tricky. I redirect that shit to Tricky.
Oh, that makes my shout out that much more better. I want to say thank you to all you guys. I also got messages on my PSN, and the only thing I could tell you is, I don't know, talk to Hard Rock and Tricky. That's the only thing I can tell you guys. And I just want to say thank you for going through protesting. Thank you to Awesome Jay, man. You always been awesome on Awesome. I want to thank you guys for bringing me back on the show for my vacation. I want to thank my mom and grandma for, you know, giving me a box of tissue for the incident. And
he's making us sound so bad, doesn't he?
He's making you sound so bad, which is fine.
I gotta rub it in a little bit now. I'm back now, baby. I'm back.
Tricky, do your shout outs.
All right. Well, I want to give a shout out to every single, you know what? There's no easy way to say this. Every motherfucker that sent me a message on the PlayStation Network saying, where the fuck is Donnie? When's Donnie coming back? Put Donnie back on the show. I'm going on a strike. I'm not listening to Trophy Horse until Donnie's back on the show. Well, you know what, motherfuckers? He's back. Leave me alone. Stop sending me these freaking messages. Every time I turn on my PlayStation, I got at least 4 or 5 messages. Where the hell is Donnie? So to all you, he's back.
I love you guys so much. I feel like I just won a war off a whole bunch of different TV shows.
Yeah, No. Now everybody needs to send Tricky at TrickyMakeAproven Gamer.com or on the PSN messages like, it's about fucking time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. So that's my shout outs. Hard Rock, why don't you tell us, you know, tell our listeners how they can contact with getting involved with us.
Yeah. Why don't you be quiet now? Guys, we have pages on Facebook, on Twitter. We have a Steam group if you guys want to look for us. YouTube, everything. If you guys could please go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review or a review of any kind, please. Preferably 5-star. YouTube, go to officialprovengamer. I'm sorry. Go there. Subscribe. We're always trying to put new videos on there. Go to Facebook. .com. Look for Proven Gamer, the website. Hit that like button. You know, we're putting the stuff up there too. Guys, we have a group on Steam for PC players. If you want to go on there too, I hit it up. Go there, join. You know, it's a public group. Just, you know, we're trying to get the word out, and we'd appreciate any help you guys can give us.
That's how you can connect with us. Let's pimp out our Extra Life pages because as of recording, it is officially 1 month away, gentlemen. Let's start off with Hard Rock. Tell us how they can find your page and how they can donate to you.
Well, they can find us all, actually, if you go to extra-life.org. And if you look up the Team Proven Gamer, you'll find me, Tricky, Titanic on there, Awesome J, I believe, And just look us up. I mean, I'm Carl Silvera. So just go over there, you know, leave a donation. Like, if, you know, like we've always said, it's going for a good cause. We don't see any of the money. It's all going to the kids. I'm actually raising money for the Dristol's Children's Hospital. So.
All right. And Titanic?
Well, same way. Just go to Extra Life or extra-life.org and I'll look up the Proven Gamer team. You'll see me on there, Justin. Go ahead and donate. Right now, I am dominating the Proven Gamer team, and I continue to dominate.
You're dominating with your two donations.
Dude, he has more.
You know what? When you see the tweet, yeah. I simply haven't done the ad today. I meant to do it.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is add it.
Well, Titanic, you are dominating us because with your two donations, you have two more donations than anybody else.
Yes, that's because I go out and I threaten people.
Yes,
I offer them. You want to see the Wang? You give me some money.
All right. Well, hopefully with what I'm about to say, I will turn around and dominate totally. All right. I tried doing this last week and got ridiculed, and I'm probably going to get ridiculed before they let me explain this week.
Oh, not again.
But if I am able to raise $500 by the 10th of October, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sacrifice my game plan. If I can hit that goal, $500, by that point, I am committed not to turning on my PlayStation for any reason whatsoever for a period of 30 days. Now, while that may not sound like that big of a deal, you have to remember, Extra Life is October 15th. 2 days later, Arkham City gets released. And then 2 weeks after that, Uncharted 3 gets released. So if I hit my goal, I am not going to be able to play either one of those games until November 15th, which is 2 weeks after Uncharted 3 comes out. So, please get your donations in, and if I can hit that goal, please make me suffer, because I would gladly suffer not being able to play my PlayStation for 30 days if it means helping these children out.
Well, you know what? I mean, if I will throw $10 your way.
All right, it's $10. $490 to go.
Okay. Listen,
any amount is grateful. I understand, you know, with the economy the way it is, and I think I speak for all of us, and we understand the way the economy is, and I know money's tough. You know, if you want to send $1, $2, even 25 cents, every little bit helps. And we all would appreciate any kind of donation you guys can throw our way. Like the other two gentlemen said, go to extra-life.org. Search for the Proven Gamer and feel free to donate to anybody. You know, not just me, not just Hard Rock, not just Justin, whoever you want to donate to. The money all goes to a good cause. So please get your donations in if you can.
Most likely not going to be able to participate in the actual event because of work, my schedule I work. So I will be giving some donations.
All right. So, until next week, guys, if there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out, bouncing titties.
Later, guys.
Me leads you, lady. Lady, look at me. I don't even know where the hell I am half the time.